Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Denver at the Carpet One Summer Convention, and I'm with two representatives of Just Shorn. I'm with Stu Chapman and Ingrid Smith. Stu, I believe you're the chairman of the Elders Primary Wool Program, is that right?
Yes, I am. They own the Just Shorn program that's been developed for the American market.
And Ingrid, you're the world record holder for shearing, is that right?
Yes, me and my mother both are, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's start with you, Stu. Most people probably know that the Just Shorn program is a brand that's exclusive to CCA Global, sold both through Carpet One and Flooring America and some of their other brands. And it's actually a collection of, I think, 23 different styles this year of wool carpet that is being offered to all the members, right?
Yeah, there's 25 styles in total, and the branding is to improve grower returns back home so that we have sustainable sheep farming, so that we have a sustainable industry, and obviously so that we can have a sustainable, eco-friendly carpet.
And so in New Zealand, just give our listeners a little flavor for this business. Sheep farming is a pretty good-sized business, isn't it?
Yes, in general, sheep farms are quite large in New Zealand relative to other parts of the world. They're extremely good farmers. They have very strong farm management practices, and obviously animal welfare is a prime concern of them as well.
Well, let's talk about that in just a minute. Just one more question about the Just Shorn program with CCA. How many different retail stores do you think that they've been able to put these displays in as a result of this program?
We believe that after the convention now, we will be in excess of 500 stores throughout America.
All right. And another question about just wool and carpet. Wool obviously is a hair. It's a natural product. So therefore, it's got a very great environmental story, but it's also got a really good performance story. What makes New Zealand wool so good for carpet?
So it's got a very strong staple. It wears well. It also has a good uptake of dye, so the colours that you get into the wool are very, very strong and prominent.
A lot of people probably don't realise that as a farmer, you are raising sheep for a dual purpose, right?
That's correct. We need profitable returns from both wool and meat to make the sheep industry profitable.
Now, a sheep, as it grows up, has to be sheared, what, once or twice a year?
At least once a year, but in New Zealand, generally it's twice a year. Sometimes and down south, it's only once a year. And then there is a program where some farmers will shear three times in 2 years.
Now, the wool is obviously naturally grown by this animal to protect it during extreme weather. And so do you do the shearing as the weather starts to warm?
Yeah, generally it's either pre-lamb, before lambing. Otherwise, if it's twice a year, it's generally just before the winter and again in the middle of summer.
Okay. Now let's talk about the wool shear record holding now. What is the number of sheep that you've been able to shear in what amount of time? Talk about that.
Okay, so there were two of us shearing for 8 hours in two-hour sections, and we did 903 lambs together.
Mm-hmm. So that's a world record, and what was the record before that?
There actually wasn't a record, so we set it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, and when did you do this?
We did this in January 2009.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it was you and your mother doing it together. And how many years have you been shearing sheep?
I learnt at the age of about 16, but I didn't take it up full-time until I was 21, and I did it for about 2 years before I semi-retired.
Oh, okay, so you're retired now.
Pretty much. I only do the odd bit every now and then.
Mm-hmm. So does it take a lot of energy to do that?
Absolutely. And they say a day's shearing is the equivalent of two back-to-back marathons, and on a record day it may even be more because you're shearing that many more sheep.
So how do you get conditioned for doing it?
Fitness is a really hard one. You know, shearing is a unique fitness. You can't really get fit for it by running or going to the gym, so really the only way to get fit is to shear.
So you guys came over, I think, in the weekend, and you're leaving tonight. Probably just a pretty short trip for such a long way, right?
Yeah, well, the girls are leaving tonight. We're leaving on Saturday night, so we'll have been here for a week. So, yeah, and it's quite exhausting because there's a lot going on, and the travel there and back is quite exhausting as well. But, you know, it's all part of the deal, and we're really thrilled to be in America and great people, and we've got a great program, and we're dealing with three really good partners.
So you're happy with the results?
Oh, extremely, yeah. This is the pinnacle of what we first wanted when we started the program 4 years ago. It was to get into 500 stores through CCA, and we've achieved it this convention, which is fabulous.
I'm not an expert on time zones, but I think it's about 12-hour difference between here and New Zealand, right?
18.
18 hours difference. Okay, all right. So about the time you come here and get used to this time, you've got to leave and go back, right?
So when we arrived in the US, we arrived before we left in New Zealand. So that's the difference in time zones. And when we go back, we miss a day. So I don't know how we're going to pick that up.
You should have looked up the lottery numbers before you left.
Exactly.
Okay. Some people may be curious. You know, that a lot of people hear that wool is a more affluent product. You know, I'm not sure if you've heard in this market right now, that's the market that's selling really well, is the better end goods. Do you have any idea what the price points are on this display?
Yeah, so there's three price points. So there's three good entry levels. There's low level, mid level, and high end level. So it's a good range for everybody, and I think that's probably why it's been so successful to date, because it allows people who have never had wool before to hop into the market at an affordable price.
And there's actually two manufacturers that put it together. There's Godfrey Hirst and Dixie. Is that right?
That's correct. Godfrey Hirst has 21, 22 products, I think, and three of them are Dixie Group.
Okay, great. Well, guys, I appreciate you spending time with me. It's good to meet both of you. Again, we're talking to Stu Chapman and Ingrid Smith, both with the Just Shorn program, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.